Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 23, 2019 to September 27, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 23, here were the news. PBOC denies claims it will launch digital currency in November. IBM says it's ready to work with Facebook on blockchain. Cisco, SingularityNet to decentralize artificial intelligence via blockchain. Overstock appoints new CEO, remains committed to blockchain. Swiss Stock Exchange 6 launches digital assets exchange prototype. Facebook reveals Libra Crypto's currency basket breakdown, report. Startup bringing zero-knowledge proofs to Ethereum raises $2 million. Microbe expects $400 million in Q3 as Bitcoin miner sales surge. Crypto exchange giant Binance to launch U.S. trading Tuesday. Bitcoin price indicator is most bearish since December. God's Unchained crypto game raises $15 million from Naspers, Galaxy. Bakkt is finally launching its Bitcoin futures today. Here's what to expect. What billions in Fed repo injections reveal about the promise of Bitcoin? On September 24, here were the news. Japan's central bank chief calls for international effort on Libra regulation. Tencent, Fidelity back $20 million round for blockchain firm Everledger. Crypto exchange Binance awarded ISO security accreditation. Kick messaging app to shut down following SEC lawsuit against ICO. SEC delays decision on Wilshire Phoenix Bitcoin ETF proposal. Token tech firm Securitize raises $14 million from Santander, MUFG. In rare deal, crypto custodian wins insurance on full value of client assets. Bitcoin looks south after price squeeze ends with drop to $9,600. This file-sharing dApp shows how Blockstack and Ethereum are different. Flipside Crypto raises $7.1 million to give tokens better analytics. GrainChain Smart contracts Unite Honduras coffee business. Crypto-powered IoT networks are on their way to over 250 U.S. cities. For desperate Mt. Gox victims, long-shot Bitcoin deal beats endless wait. On September 25, here were the news. Online lender Sophie to launch Bitcoin and Ethereum trading next week. Brazilian securities regulator bans Bitcoin, Forex broker. Crypto finance firm Circle puts research offering on hold. Bitcoin dips below $8,000 in first since June. Daimler carries out first transaction on Marco Polo blockchain trade network. Fold app raises $2.5 million to bring Bitcoin Lightning payments to Starbucks. Clues to explain yesterday's Bitcoin hash rate flash crash. Sophie launches zero-fee crypto trading for Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin. Kleiner Perkins backs $2 million seed round for crypto derivative data firm. Bitcoin shopping app Fold raises $2.5 million to bring Lightning to retailers. Crypto venture firm One Confirmation announces new $45 million fund. Bitcoin price risks drop to $7,500 after third biggest daily loss of 2019. Bakkt's slow start doesn't mean Bitcoin futures have flopped. Barclays hackathon to attack data silos with blockchain. On September 26, here were the news. Coinbase now supports Stellar and Chainlink cryptocurrencies in New York. Overstock's venture arm invests $2 million in blockchain ID firm. Property blockchain projects announced in Northeast Asia, one Sony related no argument for replacing dollars. Global role with crypto, ex-Fed official. Data privacy startup StrongSalt raises $3 million for encrypted API service. Bittrex adopts Chainalysis KYT software to flag suspicious activity. Libra crypto is undoubtedly a wake-up call for central banks, says ECB exec. ABN AMRO in money laundering scandal after calling Bitcoin risky. Bitcoin may see brief bounce after defending key price support. Mall of America to showcase Winklevoss-backed crypto payments. Facebook's Zuckerberg appears to put Libra launch date in doubt. Repo market meltdown shows Bitcoin's systemic stability, Caitlin Long. The new Medici Bank is about to take on its first crypto clients. On September 27, here were the news. Why Bitcoin tumbled below $8,000. Top 10 alternative cryptocurrencies hit 6-month lows. Employee fined for mining BTC on Nuclear Research Center supercomputer. Facebook-led Libra could be boon to UN, says crypto projects chief. Binance helped UK police investigate criminal involved in $50 million fraud. Animoca to develop MotoGP blockchain game with crypto collectibles. Ng's chief economist predicts central bank digital currencies in 2 to 3 years. Former credit agency staffers form Korean blockchain rating firm. Bitcoin approaching biggest weekly price loss of 2019. Harbor's regulatory wait ends as FINRA awards broker-dealer license. Lightning sucks, but it could help build a Bitcoin economy. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.